Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and even things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, www.danschlossberg.net. Our special guest tonight is Ian Brodsky, general manager of the six-month-old Embassy Suites by Hilton in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. Welcome, Ian, to Travel Itch Radio.
Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Dan.
Well, thanks for doing the show. Ian, first of all, I love Embassy Suites. I'm a real fan. Guests know what they're getting, and they're getting a lot. Cook-to-order breakfast, evening receptions with hors d'oeuvres, spacious suites with large bathrooms and two TVs. But here in Berkeley Heights, there are other bonuses, too, like the fact you're only 6 months old. Talk about some of the other amenities guests will find at your Embassy Suites.
Sure. We'd love to. We offer a lot of great additional amenities here for our guests. We have a full-service Starbucks on site, an indoor saltwater pool, and a 24-hour fitness center with techno gym equipment, which is the newest equipment. We also have even electronic car charging ports for our guests who need them. You know, it's a great environment here, and the Grove at the Connell Center is also one a short walk away from the property and offers jogging trails, an amphitheater, and outdoor space for gatherings. It's a great environment.
And I loved your restaurant. The menu was short but sweet, very diversified, and the service was quick and pleasant. But I especially liked the design even more than the food. It looks like an old brewery, but I know it's brand new. Could you talk about that a bit?
Sure. The hotel design was handled by Paradigm Designs Group and Puccini Group. A lot of design details pay homage to our New Jersey location, with the likes of the Thomas Edison-inspired wallpaper and the light fixtures, as well as the bright pops of yellow and purple, which represent the state bird and the state flower. The Connell family, who at one point was one of the largest governmental rice and sugar distributors in the world, who are our owners, you'll see the design details and tie back to that their past, especially in our restaurant called the Grain and Cane, which is also designed by the Puccini Group. And as you mentioned, the industrial warehouse style inspired by the rice and grain processing plants of the past. The custom-made Solari board was used for posting prices of grain on the trading floor and could definitely be seen in the Penn Station and fit well there. We use it to showcase our rotating specials, our beverages list, and inspiring quotes.
Yeah, I love that. It's like the same signboard you mentioned that you see in Penn Station or other train stations. I stayed years ago in Nashville Union Station Hotel, and they had a great big one there. And it announced train arrivals at one point, and now it's used for other purposes. But it's great. You can even hear it flapping back and forth during dinner, and I love that. I think it's great. And it attracted my attention. Every time it flapped, I looked at it. So you're right. It definitely attracts attention. And Ian, since we mentioned food right up front, who's your chef? That menu is really creative. Everything from lobster pasta to filet mignon, but a lot of things in between. And the dark chocolate gelato made me so glad I ordered dessert. Made me think I was channeling Anthony Bourdain. Talk about the chef.
Sure. We're excited about the restaurant, what it has to offer here, not only for hotel guests, but also for New Jersey locals. We're getting ready to announce our new executive chef, who work alongside right now our Connell corporate chef, Brian Bistrong, and the rest of the team to continue bringing elevated comfort table food to the table. So we're really excited, and we'll have a special announcement soon on who our executive chef, but he'll be joining Brian, who's our executive chef right now from the Connell corporate park.
Well, you certainly have my endorsement because I really thoroughly enjoyed dinner there. And one thing that I really liked about it was the menu was not too long. Sometimes you go into a restaurant and the menu is so long it takes longer to read the menu than it does to eat your meal. And I don't really appreciate that. It's just too long. I don't want to read. I want to eat. So you did a good job there.
Thanks.
And we're talking with Ian Brodsky, general manager of the gorgeous Embassy Suites by Hilton in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. When I travel, Ian, and I travel a lot, I love to find a large, comfortable pool, and you have one, a heated pool with salt water. Out of curiosity, why salt water?
Sure, it's great. So saltwater pools have a lot of benefits. They're including clear, smooth water, no chlorine smell, and it's gentle on skin and eyes. You know, and of course, it's plus is an annual lower expense for the hotel, but it's got great benefits, and we're excited to have it here on site.
And what's also important is a hotel's location, location, location. You're about 20 minutes from Newark Liberty International Airport, maybe about 40 minutes from Manhattan, and really close to such area attractions as the handsome and historic Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, which I love personally. Please tell us about some of the places guests can go.
Our central location in New Jersey here, we have some nearby attractions, such as, like you mentioned, as well as the Thomas Edison National Historical Site, the Great Swamp National Wildlife Refuge. It's also got an easy drive into New York City and through the New Jersey PAC. The Prudential Center is not too far away, and New York City outdoor enthusiasts would also like to walk along the Watchung River Reservation with great hiking and shopping additions. You can even go over to the renowned mall at Short Hills if you like.
And there's some wildlife in the area too, isn't there?
There is, and it's just a great environment, not too far away from the city, but you also have that suburban feel.
Okay, and you're also right on top of Route 78. I shouldn't say right on top of it, but adjacent to Route 78, not close enough to hear the traffic at night when you're trying to sleep, but close enough to get back and forth just about anywhere you want to go, and that's what I did. I did take Route 78, I-78, a great road, an open road most of the time, and it's really good. Ian, would you say your clientele is primarily corporate or business? There are so many large companies right in your immediate vicinity.
Yeah, we attract a lot of business travelers, especially during the week. We're lucky to be located inside the Connell Corporate Park, where we have a built-in base of guests who are coming in to meet with various business clients, and the park is their home. We're also equipped to host meetings and company retreats in each of our meeting spaces and event spaces.
So does the hotel cater more to leisure travelers and families on the weekend?
That's typically the way the business is spread. We see families and leisure travelers coming to the area to explore weekends, and wedding groups are also taking advantage of the great new property and convenient location, like you mentioned, whether they're just in for accommodations or holding their wedding on site here.
Okay. We know how old the hotel is, just 6 months, but how big is it? How many rooms, how many different configurations, and how much conference space do you have?
We have 176 spacious suites with grain tiling flooring, queen-size sofa beds and oversized workspaces that come with 19 configurations we have in the building of different room types, including king, double queen, and studio, in addition to two VIP Connell suites. A central part of the Embassy Suites, Berkeley Heights, also has 18,000 square feet of meeting space, indoor and outdoor, which is great, and it's which is all named after the Connell family of brands of rice. Ranging from the expansive, we have a 5,300 square feet of foot of American Beauty ballroom. And similar to the meeting space, we also have a Falcon, a Crescent, and an Eagle room with spacious Tradewinds boardroom as well. So we're delighted to have such a great space and 176 suites.
We're talking with Ian Brodsky, general manager of the gorgeous Embassy Suites by Hilton in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. Ian, do you host weddings, proms, or family reunions?
Absolutely. Our American Beauty events team is experienced, and there is to guide. They're guiding the couples and families and businesses to special occasions. Our venue is diverse in size and decor, and we can host everything from intimate events for as few as 10 people to as large weddings up to 590 people in the American Beauty Ballroom. We're really looking forward to opening up the Crescent Solarium, which is a glass-enclosed solarium, which will be opening up for meetings and weddings as well for special events. So it's a great space.
What are your peak and bargain seasons?
Our peak season, right now we're only 6 months old, so it's hard to we're still grasping that, but our peak season we would assemble to be September and October, and our low seasons are probably best for December and January.
September, October because of fall foliage?
Fall foliage is one factor, as well as because of the corporate park, you know, there's a lot more things to do. As you know, the Giants are playing football, and it's a sporting area as well, so people come out for that and the apple picking and great things in the area.
Okay, I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and tonight's special guest, Ian Brodsky, General Manager of the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Ian, do you offer packages for things like Christmas week, Valentine's Day, or Mother's Day?
Yes, we will be offering packages for the holidays and travelers take advantage of them. At the moment right now, we have offerings including a dinner and a movie package and a family fun package and a shopping package featuring $50 to the Short Hills Mall with an expense American Express gift card. So we offer all those things, and we're having more as we move on.
And that's a great mall. I've shopped there many times. And since we're in the middle of the baseball postseason, people will want to know if they can watch channels like MLB Network or Fox Sports 1. I know you're a huge baseball fan, too, so are those things coming?
They definitely are. We currently have Chromecast and Sonify, which enables you to watch anything from your hotel through your local TV provided through your iPhone and can display onto your TV in your room. We're in the middle of finalizing our contract to expand our public TVs to include more of the local sports channels that you're referring to.
Having stayed with you just last week, I want to compliment your staff, from Ryan at the front desk to Samantha, the dining room hostess, and even the guy at the bar who ran to the back to fish out a fresh can of V8 for me. Everyone went way beyond the call of duty. Your guests get hospitality with a capital H, and I'm sure it's appreciated. Have you had other comments like that?
We definitely pride ourselves in our service. We've had other comments, and we're grateful for them. We know how important it is of giving our guests the best possible experience and hopefully building a continuous relationship.
And we're talking with Ian Brodsky, General Manager of the gorgeous Embassy Suites by Hilton in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. Ian, considering your Somerset County location in the middle of central New Jersey, do most guests arrive by automobile? And for those who don't, do you have a shuttle to pick them up and get them from place to place?
Sure, a lot of our guests drive, but there are also a few that convenience the New Jersey Transit train stations nearby Summit and Westfield. We also offer a complimentary shuttle service to local restaurants, offices, the Mall at Short Hills, and anywhere within the 7-mile radius of the hotel.
Okay, and you're a pretty young guy to be general manager of a major hotel. So how did you get there? In other words, where were you born, raised, and educated, and how did you get into the travel hospitality world?
Sure. I actually was born and raised in Long Island, Smithtown, New York, and went to school for hotels. I had the knowledge for hotels, and I really just wanted to be hospitable with people. I love to learn about different cultures and different types of making people happy and warmth and friendliness. So from there, I went to college for my degree in hotel resort management and have moved up through with Hilton Hotels and other companies, and it's been a great experience, and I'm very happy and thankful to be where I am.
Just out of curiosity, what university did you go to?
I went to Rochester Institute of Technology up in Rochester, New York.
Oh, not too far from where I went. I was a Syracuse guy, and we weren't too far apart when we were in college. How can listeners learn more about the Embassy Suites by Hilton Berkeley Heights?
Those interested can find us online or call us at 908-897-1970 for more information, and we always look forward to welcoming new guests.
And, of course, listeners, you can Google Embassy Suites and, of course, Embassy Suites by Hilton Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, and you can look that up. Ian, I wanted to ask you, since you are in the travel business, when you go on vacation, I know you don't have any time to go, but when you go, where do you like to go? What have been some of your favorite places?
Sure, some of my favorite places, since I have two young daughters, Addison and Lexi, we love to take our girls down to Turks and Caicos. So they're 8 years old, and they enjoy the atmosphere there, and the beaches is beautiful beaches down in Turks and Caicos.
That's for sure. And I know that you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of years, but, you know, what they mean by fan is a fanatic, so I guess I'm true, and I stay with them. So it's been fun. It's a journey, of definitely, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, but growing up with Stargell and Parker and that crew of We Are Family has always been my dream to see them back in the series at some point.
Yeah, that was a great year in 1979, the We Are Family team. And the ballpark in Pittsburgh is probably one of the most photogenic I've ever seen, PNC Park. Really beautiful. And a lot of fans walk to the games there. Have you been to games there?
I try to go once a year at least out to the ballpark. And it's, like you said, it's a great environment, walking over the Clemente Bridge to get to the ballpark. And they have a lot of great hotels and restaurants within walking distance in Pittsburgh. So it's a great place to go. And eventually, you know, me and my family will head back there next year and hopefully have a great winning season. We hope to go for a playoff game at one point.
Now, that sounds good. I also want to ask you about awards. Has the Embassy Suites by Hilton Berkeley Heights won any awards?
Well, since we're only 6 months old, we're still gaining our traction. I can tell you that we are ranked out of 252 Embassy Suites in the world. We are ranked seventh in overall service, which is something we pride on. We're striving to be number one, but 7 out of 252 is a great place to be at this point. And we have won traveler awards through TripAdvisor. So we're making our mark slowly, but we have a great team to move forward with and to make those great goals.
Well, TripAdvisor is very prestigious. I'm well acquainted with them, and I put a lot of stock in what they have to say, so congratulations for that. Is there anything, Ian, that I haven't asked you that you would like to add?
Just a, you know, coming out to see the property, a lot of people, you know, think of Embassy Suites and remember the brand, and there's some loyal people with Embassy. We are affiliated still with the Hilton Hotels with Hilton brand, so you can still redeem your points and miles through us with Hilton Hotels and the Hilton Honors Program. And our hotel, being brand new in this beautiful corporate park here, has a lot to offer, and our restaurant, like we talked about earlier, is just a great feature that we have with the Starbucks that many other hotels aren't able to provide. So it's a great location if you're looking for a business day or a family, just a weekend getaway.
Now, I was surprised to find that full-service Starbucks right in your hotel lobby, right off the lobby. And I'm sure a lot of people congregate there, especially in the morning, right?
Yeah, it gets busy in the morning, but it's great. Our team there has their regulars every day, so the line runs pretty quick. And it's a great place to grab a pumpkin spice, or if you're into that, in the fall season, or, you know, just a regular cup of coffee if you're into that. So it's something unique for an Embassy Suites and for a hotel, but we're happy to have one.
I want to ask you also, do you have any special events planned? Anything on the calendar?
We actually have a bridal show coming up this Sunday, so if anybody's looking or getting married in the near future and looking still for a venue, we are open. This Sunday is our bridal show that's taking place in our grand ballroom, and that's taking place from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock in the evening hours if you want to come by. As well as that, we have some great special events that are taking place for the community. We have a winter walk, so we also have a food truck that, you know, I like to speak about, is something that displays what type of food and quality we have in our restaurant, and we're able to take it places for special events. And we'll be headed to the winter walk for Berkeley Heights this winter in December 2nd. And we're also headed next weekend over to the Hunt is a thing in Far Hills, where it's a racing committee, or it's a racing team that goes around. So it's a great event to be at.
And what about for Christmas and New Year's? Anything planned for that time of the year?
We'll have our nice decorations up. I don't have anything planned right now, especially being so close to the city. We get a lot of people that just want to go into New York and want to come out of New York and have a place to stay. So we're inviting to that, especially being an Embassy Suites brand with the two-room suites and the pull-out sofa. It's a nice place to come to when you don't want to be in the city anymore.
And, of course, this is going to be your very first Christmas. Do you have a tree picked out yet?
We are in the process of picking one out, but we have narrowed our focus down. We have a beautiful tree I think we're going to put in our front of our hotel. And we're going to have some great decorations here that people want to take their pictures in front of. So looking forward to more of an alpine winter theme here.
And how far ahead should people book?
The sooner the better, of course. The sooner you book, the better rates are available to you. But we're open, you know, we're pretty flexible right now. And we're just looking to make a mark here in this market and make sure that people get to feel and experience the service levels we have and the type of textures and cultures that's provided here in the Embassy Suites.
And that probably applies to all holidays. Book ahead. I mean, people that plan ahead, you know, the early bird gets the worm. I think that's really true in the hotel business, isn't it?
Yes, it's very true that, you know, the better rates people get, the more advances in they book, the better rates that are out there for you. The closer in you book, the more booked up the hotel gets, and that's how it's almost like pricing when you're pricing an airline. So the further out you have, the better off you are.
And we talked about your different room configurations. How big a family group can you accommodate in your largest room?
So we have our largest room, all of our rooms are suites, which are, have separate bathrooms, separate doors in between the bedroom and living room area. So we have a room that can accommodate six people comfortably, because all of our sofas pull out, our pull-out sofa as well. So it's a great place to get away, and we don't want to forget about mentioning our evening manager's reception we have here at the hotel, which is from 5:30 to 7:30 every night, which is free complimentary cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. And then we also have in the morning a complimentary cook-to-order breakfast, which is especially a staple in the Embassy Suites brand.
And I experienced both of those and really enjoyed it. And you are totally smoke-free, yes?
Absolutely. So we are a smoke-free environment, so all of our rooms are non-smoking. We do have smoking available outside at certain locations outside the building, but inside the building we are smoke-free.
And I know, Ian, that our listeners want to know, are you pet-friendly or do you plan to be?
Right now we accept service animals. We are looking at the pet-friendly policy. We just are looking at service animals, but we're always investigating whatever the customer needs.
It's really funny because I just read an article today in the newspaper about airlines rejecting certain service animals such as a peacock, a squirrel, I mean, all kinds of things that people try to bring on the plane, and the airlines are not totally amenable to all of those. So I guess that's something in the industry that needs to be worked out.
Yeah, I would say so. People get creative, and service animals are definitely accepted here at this hotel for those that need it. We won't discriminate upon those. And, you know, other animals and such, we are looking at as far as making appropriate accommodations for each guest.
Well, I happen to have a very close friend who is blind, and I know that he has a seeing eye dog, so that dog has been very helpful to him, and it's probably better behaved than most people. So I understand about service animals. They're very well trained. And seeing eye in Morristown, by the way, not too far away from where you are.
No, not too far away. So we actually just had a pet adoption day talking about pets recently here in the corporate park. So there was an event just this past Tuesday, and I'm sure we're looking to have another one in the near future where people come out into the corporate park where we have our food truck, and people can adopt a pet if they like, looking forward to getting a new home.
Okay. One more time, how do people get information about the hotel?
Sure. People can call. Our website's available to them, and, of course, our phone number is always available to them at 908-897-1970.
Okay, that sounds good. That was the year that Ray Fosse and Pete Rose met at home plate in the All-Star game.
Sure, and Ray Fosse was never the same, right?
That's correct. You know your baseball history. I like that.
Sure.
Okay, so many thanks to Ian Brodsky, General Manager of the Embassy Suites by Hilton, Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. A great place. I really enjoyed my stay there. Thank you for being our guest tonight on Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, and great to have you back at any time, Dan.
Thanks very much, Ian. We'll be talking. And before
okay.
we sign off, I want to tell our listeners, it's not too early to start thinking about holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. How about a trip to South Florida for a little R&R under the sun in Palm Beach County? You can't go wrong with the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach as your home away from home. And buy a copy of my 424-page paperback, The New Baseball Bible, to read on the plane or at the pool. I promise a good time will be had by all. That's the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach. Tell them you heard about their hotel on Travel Itch Radio. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch. Next week, we'll have another great guest. Coming up in the coming weeks, we'll talk about Veterans Day at the World War II Museum, and we'll also talk about Cirque du Soleil Beatles Love in Las Vegas. Check out the Travel Itch Radio Facebook page for announcements of specific dates. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my special guest tonight, Ian Brodsky, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.